is the Krautcast. I am Charles Carell Boulay, internationally heard talk show host, coming to you live from Long Beach, California. On this day, what a day. You know, I thought to myself this morning, did I cause a shooting? Have I caused a shooting? Could I cause a shooting? Behind me, if you're watching the video today, here behind me, for some of the video, you'll see a calendar with numbers. Those are the numbers of mass shootings we have had in America this year per day, okay? Per day. And it'll keep flashing up here as soon as, you know, you'll see it. And I started thinking about the one this morning because I wasn't really wrapped up in that this morning. You know what I'm saying? This morning I was wrapped up in the fire. The fire really, really got to me. I mean, really got to me, the fire. I really... And, of course, I'm talking about the fire over in London, in their West End. And I can't even, you know, I'm such an empath. And I can't, you know, I'm such an empath that it hurts me to see this fire over there. Because I put myself in their place, okay? I put myself in the place of, it's 11:45 at night, 11:30, like last night, okay? I was awake at that hour last night. I was. I went to see Wonder Woman. I highly recommend everybody see it. It is a brilliant, brilliant movie. Loved it. Love every minute of it. Every moment. I love her. I love Gal Gadot. I love Chris Pine. I love all of it. I love that we need this film right now, that we need this conversation about war, good, evil, all of that. It's a great, great movie. And I got home at about 11:20, and that's when I started finding out about the fire, which is odd because the fire at that point in England, it was almost, it was, you know, 7:20. The fire had been going on for almost 8 hours and was still burning. In fact, it's still burning now. 24-story building. And I immediately thought to myself, you know, you're home at 11:15, Ember's all happy, arr, you know, to see me, she's joyous, and I love that. And we're having a lovely time. And normally we'd be asleep. But, you know, it was a late night. And I said, so what if some of them were having a late night? They get home. It's 11:20. It's 11:30. They hit the hay. You know, they're thinking about the next day. Think about you at night. What do you think about at night? You think about the next day. You know, what do I got to do tomorrow? What am I, you know, all of this. And so in their minds, they're thinking about, what do I have to do tomorrow? What am I going to wear? What am I going to blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, to go from that 1 minute, loving their pets and their children and their family, or being alone or whatever, just plotting their life, to go from that to waving your cell phone in the air with the light flashing so people can see you and maybe come rescue you from the 15th or 20th floor. To go from at 11 o'clock at night debating whether or not you should have a midnight snack and worrying about your weight and going through all the agony you would go through if you ate at 11 o'clock. Oh, I don't really want to eat this. Oh, but I want a snack. Oh, but I'm going to gain weight if I eat it. Oh, but it's so good. To go from that to deciding whether or not you are going to jump 80 feet or more because there were many jumpers. And so to go from your regular life, okay, to an hour later, you are wondering whether or not you should jump out of a building. That kind of story, it always just sends me because we just are so stupid. I realize it. Maybe you realize it, but most people don't realize that's how quick life is. That's how much, and this poor building, oh my God, to see it engulfed, you know that pets are dead, people are dead. It's horrible. It is a horrible, tragic story out of London. And part of it was probably shoddy workmanship. The building had just been rehabbed 2 years ago. The standards were set in the 70s. They didn't build it to standards now because the government was paying for it. And, oh, just all this stuff, all this stuff. So I wake up watching that. I go to bed watching that. I wake up watching that. And I'm a mess because of it. I'm thinking these poor families. And then the other families. Think about it. Think about how today, look around. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in your car. And here's the calendar, by the way. This calendar behind me is the mass shooting calendar. We're going to get into this calendar if you're watching me. You should be watching every day, not just listening in the podcast. But you, and today it's great that I'm a podcaster and not a regular broadcaster on KGO or KFI, because I'm going to say things in my third segment today that would get me thrown off commercial radio. I am going to say stuff today on today's show that would actually get me thrown off commercial radio, and not swear words. And so you better listen, because I'm going to say stuff that would actually get me thrown off commercial radio. So, and it's about this calendar back here, this calendar that you see at reallycorel.com with all of my chatters at reallycorel.com, this calendar that you see at facebook.com/reallycorel. So I was reeling this morning because now all these people have nothing. You know, they have nothing, nothing, and they don't. They have nothing, you know, nothing, zero. They have, like, you know, Bobby Brown's career, nothing. They have nothing. They just have nothing. And to go from yesterday, look around wherever you're at. I'm looking around my studio right now, which I just got a new air conditioner for. Thank you for the $250 donation twice. Anyway, so look around the studio. Look around your house. Look around your car. Look around wherever you're at right now. And imagine all of it gone overnight. All of it. Every single thing. The apartments are totaled. There's nothing left for these people. Nothing. Every piece of clothing, everything, every computer, every pot, pan, knickknack, photograph, everything is gone. Imagine that. And don't think, oh, it might be liberating. No, I want you to imagine that you wake up in the middle of the night to a beep, 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 and all of a sudden, you're told to get out. You grab all living things that you can and a few little belongings, and away you go. And that is the last time you see your house. Imagine that. Put yourself in their place. Put yourself feeling what they feel right now. Most of them grateful to be alive, but at the same time, they have nothing. They have love, they have family, they have each other. And then the other beautiful thing before we get to the American, I know that in San Francisco there's been a shooting at the UPS. I know it will be in this calendar. Okay, I know. We're going to talk about it. I'll be glad I'm not on commercial radio or I'd be being fired afterwards. And so that's coming up. Okay? But, you know, I want you to think about what's going on in London right now for a lot of reasons. And one of them, one of the biggest is, right now, imams, rabbis, priests, atheists, a lot of people are there at the towers pulling together to counsel those that are there. Last night on the news, I heard many people coming home from mosque. We were on our way home from mosque. Ramadan, I believe, is ending today or something's big. And they were all at temple, and they came home from they were coming home from mosque, and suddenly they're helping people, you know, they're escorting people out, they're helping people carry stuff, they're getting people out of the building. They didn't just get Muslims out of the building, they didn't just get Jews, they didn't just get Christians. Okay, what's happening over in London is spectacular, because these people, this neighborhood, pulled together to save everybody they could in that tower. It's remarkable, and it's wonderful, and yet it's tragic and sad at the same time. So that's happening, and I wake up, and I turn to see, because when I died, they said only four people are dead. I was like, oh, no way. And now it's at 12. No, I'm sorry. There's going to be hundreds, at least 100. You wait and see. When all is said and done, there'll be between 50 and 100 dead. They can't even get some of the apartments right now. Too much smoke. No, there's a lot of people that did not make it out. You wait and see. It'll be the biggest apartment tragedy probably ever. And, you know, as I was reeling in that this morning, all of a sudden the news came across about two more shootings. And thus this map behind me, for those of you that are watching on video at reallycorel.com. This map behind me is the mass shooting in America map. If you look over here, you know, it's got, like, in January 1st, three mass shootings. It goes 3-0-1-1-0-2-1-0-0-0-2-2-0-0-0-2-2-0-0-0-2-2-3-3-0-0-1-1-1-0-1-1-1-1-2. That was the month of January. And those numbers represented mass shootings, meaning two people or more. Okay? Just put it in that perspective. Look at February. You know, 0000 and then 1211111111100210013. Almost every day in America now, Almost every day there's a mass shooting. And as I dealt with the tragedy in London inside of my soul, saying, God, I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you for friends and family. Thank you for this home. Thank you that I've not been burned out of my home ever. Thank you that my belongings are still here. Thank you that I am not getting up and dealing with this tragedy this morning. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I just woke up filled with gratitude. Then the headline came across that there had been a congressional shooting in a baseball park. And as the morning progressed, it seemed that a Bernie Sanders supporter, allegedly, I guess, took a weapon and went to a baseball field where Congress leaders work out and do their thing, play their little baseball games, and just open shot. I am not sure that he knew it was a GOP. He did. There's rumors. He asked, are those Republicans or Democrats or whatever? And Paul Ryan says, we are united in our anguish. Congress has pulled together. And I say bullcrap. And when I come back, I'm going to say to you that the stuff I'm going to say here probably should not be on commercial radio. But if Alex Jones can be on NBC, truly, Megyn Kelly has sat down for NBC with Alex Jones, and he doesn't believe even in Sandy Hook. And so, you know, if he can say every conspiracy theory that's on his mind, my first thing this morning was that the shooting, the congressional shooting, was to take our minds off the fact that they are about to gut our health care, take away health care for millions of Americans. They won't even let Democrats see the bill. Okay? They haven't put it out to the press. There's been no debate on it. They want to covertly take away your health care under the veil of silence. There have been more testimony in the Russian collusion. You know, there's been more people brought before the committees, and that was broadcast. You didn't watch it. They're voting behind closed doors to take away your health care. They're doing a lot of stuff up there today and tomorrow and the next day. Stuff that they should not be doing. That you should be calling every GOP member and saying, no, 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 no. And they're doing it under the cover of this congressional shooting. Now, all the news media in America is sucked into that. And why? Why? When I come back, you're not going to believe. You will not believe it's me talking when I come back. You really won't. And I'm sorry for that in advance. I really am. I truly am. Chat with other Carell listeners. Watch me live. Get a live feel of the show every day at noon at reallycarell.com. That's really Carell, K-A-R-E-L.com. Also at facebook.com/reallycarell. Check me out every day at noon. Oh, the Blue Jay. Hi, Blue Jay. It's Ember here on the desk. Hi, Miss Ember. Squirrel out there. We're making a fat squirrel, aren't we? Because we're feeding it. All right, it is the Carell Cast. I am Carell, Charles Carell Boulay, heard internationally from Park Howard, my little home here in Long Beach, California, which I love, and I may leave, who knows. What I'm about to say, the show I'm about to do, I probably could not do on KFI or KGL without being fired the next day or reprimanded. What I'm about to say probably isn't popular. You may not want to hear me say it. If you want to go watch me say it, you can go to reallycarell.com. And if it's not live, if you're not watching this at noon, then you can go to facebook.com/reallycarell and the video will be there. Behind me is this map of this tally of mass shootings in America from January all the way over here to June. Okay? And if you look at the map, you'll see that barely a day goes by without a number. This map has been made possible by the GOP. This map and this map solely belongs to the GOP. And don't give me this liberal support gun. We would give up our guns if asked. You know, we would. Okay? The guy today might have. Who knows? This morning I thought, could I be responsible for one of these shootings? Because I come out here and I tell you that the GOP is an enemy of the people. That Donald Trump is an enemy of the people, and that much of their actions verge on treason, of which we know what the penalty for that is. And I come out here every day and I tell you that Trump is an oligarch fascist. We all believe now that the Republican Party colluded with the Russians, We know they hacked 39 states. This is an illegitimately elected oligarch whose policies are being rubber stamped by a GOP that has turned into an enemy of the people of the United States. The GOP is not a party that helps Americans. Today, they're trying to take away health care for almost 30 million Americans, and people will die because of their actions today. People die because of the actions of the Republican Congress. They do. Every time a bomb is dropped in another country, people die. Last night, watching Wonder Woman, they bomb a village, and everyone in the theater is so shaken. And I said out loud, we do this to a village every day in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria. We do this. People die just like that at our hands. And Congress doesn't stop it. So Congress actually does cause the death of Americans. And to say otherwise is ridiculous. Their policies cause Americans to die, particularly about health care, refusing to give it to everybody. Unemployment puts people in poverty, which can lead them to death and crime and everything else. You know, the actions of Congress put Americans at risk. They just do. Now, I remember in Florida when this Hispanic gentleman thought that a 17-year-old kid in a hoodie going to get Skittles, a kid he knew nothing about, okay? A jury said that it was okay for him to kill that kid because he felt threatened. He felt that his life was in mortal and imminent danger from that person. So we said, you get a pass. You know, you get a pass on this because you felt you were in mortal danger. Well, I have a question to you, and it's an honest one. What if this shooter today, and which I do not condone, you have heard on my show, you've heard me say a million times, assassination is not an effective form of government. You've heard me say 1,000 times, if the Second Amendmenters would do their jobs, they would go to Congress and march them home. I always say that. I always say, you know, these Second Amendment nuts, if they really believe the government was taken over, they should go and march these people home. Say, you know, because there's more guns in America than people, so obviously they could muster up a force big enough to go up to D.C. and literally show the Congress home. You literally show them the door. Say, you all leaving. We're armed. You're leaving. You know, we're not going to kill you, but you're not going to stay here. You're no longer a senator. You're no longer a congressperson. Okay, I've always said that about Second Amendmenters. If you were really, truly, if it was about your country being taken over, it's been taken over by an enemy of the state, the GOP, with their oligarch fascist president, Donald Trump, and our American way of life is, in fact, threatened. And no one disagrees on that. Every newspaper says our way of life is threatened. Every columnist says that Donald Trump is the biggest threat. The GOP, by some of the brightest thinkers alive, has been named the biggest danger to the planet. The GOP has been named the biggest danger to the planet. So I ask you, without condoning this man and what he did, when do the niceties stop? When do we say this guy that he shot is despicable and kids in Sandy Hook aren't? And so if Congress doesn't care for kids in Sandy Hook enough to regulate guns, why should I care if one of those very people gets shot with a gun? He allowed these guns to be on the street. I'd like to believe my podcast is worth at least a quarter. So how about you go to my website, reallycorrell.com. That's reallycorrell.com, and join Patreon right there. And every month you can give us $4.99 for the Corell Cast. Buy a podcast, damn you. I agree with Randy Rhodes. Buy one. Mine. It is the Corell Cast. I am Corell. No, I am not saying anyone should be shot, and I'm not saying anyone deserves to be shot at this point. But what I am saying is, when do the niceties stop? So glad you are joining me today. I am glad that the congressperson is not dead. I hope this changes his opinion on guns. This man, I looked up his voting record. He has voted against everything for the people. He voted against diversity laws. He voted against protections for gays and lesbians. He voted against defunding organizations that discriminate against gays and lesbians governmentally. He voted against Obamacare. He voted for Trump care. This guy is evil. He is an enemy of the people. His policies will do us direct harm. I am not for shooting him. I'm for removing him from office through voting. Okay, that's what I'm for. However, there are crazies on every side of the political spectrum. And because of this guy and his policies, guns are easier to get than tomatoes. So you have a group of people in this country who feel their very way of life is being threatened by the GOP. Okay? You have a very large number of people in this country that feel their lives are in danger because of the GOP. Look at this calendar. Look at this calendar. This calendar exists because of the GOP. When down here in June, over here, let me move out of the way. When over here in June, we add another number for the congressman that was just shot and for the San Francisco UPS shooting, which is ridiculous. I mean, come on. People dead at a UPS plant? Why? Why? Because someone had access to a gun. That's why. And so when we add those numbers in over here to the June, the gun rights lobby will still defend guns and gun ownership, including the guy that got shot. So I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for him. He is an evil man. He votes against the good of the people. I think it would be great if he went on disability. And look, he's got the best. Right now, that man is being cared for with the best health care in the world. Okay? And meanwhile, he wants to vote to take away your health care. He will get the best rehabilitation, the best physical therapy. Things that you can't even qualify for. My friend Daniel's mother has no blood flowing through her legs. She has gangrene in her left foot. And between all the referrals and referrals and referrals and 2 weeks for this and 3 weeks for that, she is still waiting for surgeries. This guy will have the best of everything and we will pay for it. The best of everything and we'll pay for it. And how'd he get it? By being an enemy to the people's health care. He wants to take away your health care while he sits there sucking it up. This is going to cost us. This injury is going to cost us over $1 million. Rehab, hospital time, prosthetics, different things, meaning maybe a walker. He might need a hip replacement. Yep. And he'll get it all with zero copay. They have the best insurance plan in the world. Ours. That we won't give ourselves. Or that they won't give us. So I'm supposed to feel bad for this guy who votes against America every time he can. He votes against Americans every time he can. He doesn't like poor Americans, gay Americans. It's obvious he doesn't like black or brown Americans. He has voted against every kind of immigration reform that's good and voted for every kind of scare them, build a wall, go get weapons and shoot them all dead. Any kind of bill that came along like that, he voted for. This guy's a bad guy for America. He's not good for America. And an American using a legal gun or illegal gun, but a readily accessible gun, shot at him because I'm sure he felt threatened. He felt his life was threatened by the GOP. You tell me a lawyer can't make that case? Tell me a lawyer. If George Zimmerman can walk away from killing Trayvon Martin, why can't this guy walk away from shooting a congressperson? Could we not prove beyond reasonable doubt to a jury that he felt his way of life was being threatened? His health care, mortgages, economy, jobs, all of it? Could he not, could a lawyer not argue that Trump's policies are heading us straight to an economic collapse or a war, even though the Fed's raised the interest rates today 0.25%, a quarter of 1%, signifying that they think the economy is rosy. Home prices will not go up, mortgage rates will not go up for about 3 to 6 months. So it's going to create a buying frenzy. I may sell my house. But all of that being considered, legal, readily accessible guns, okay, killed how many Americans today? How many? How many dead at the UPS facility that we know of? Was it two, according to the report at this Chronicle? All the shooter kills three, then kills two, then kills himself, and then injures two. I always say, if you're going to do that, why not start with yourself? If you're going to go in somewhere and kill yourself, why not start with yourself? And then if you live through shooting yourself, you can try to take on others. But I have said, but the UPS, that's terrible. The UPS shooting. He kills him, kills two people, or kills three, and then kills himself. Two people are injured. Why? 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 What could possibly lead him to a gun? His life probably wasn't threatened. Two different shootings, two different situations. Should it be open seasons on politicians? No, it shouldn't be open season on politicians. But there are those in other countries that would say, why not? If you really believe these people are destroying your country, then why not? And I say to them, because it's murder. And you don't ever murder anybody, ever, unless they're literally beating you or beating your, you know, your family or whatever. You never use a weapon unless someone is, I don't mean like I feared that they were going to do it. No, unless they're doing it. Then I mean that as a country. You don't bomb other countries unless they're bombing you. And they're not. By the way, no one's bombing us. Nobody. No one has bombed America since 9/11. And even then, they use planes as bombs. No one's bombing us. The last person to really bomb us was an American. Yeah. So, there's that. So over in England, they're dealing with this horrible fire. Just terrible. And it just makes me sad because I can't imagine. I can't imagine what it would be like to wake up with nothing. To wake up. I can't imagine what it would be like to not know where your daughter is. There's people over there that don't know where their 15-year-old is. They got separated when they were evacuating. They can't find her. Is she in the building? Is she dead? Is she at a community center? This woman was frantically looking for her 82-year-old mother who lived on the 20th floor. She went to 4 community centers. Where's her mother? This is life. That's life. That's real. Today, family members of people that work at that UPS building in San Francisco, if you don't think for 20 minutes they were terrified until they got a hold of their husbands, wives, sisters, brothers, daughters, then you're wrong. And how weird is it now that in our country, we all now expect at some point to feel the terror of not knowing if a loved one is safe because of, look at the wall behind me, mass shootings. Look at June alone. Just look at our month alone. What is it here? I looked at the wall like I was going to be able to see it. 1-2-2-0-1-1. Pass my eye test. 0-1-1-1-1-1-2. Oh, today, that's the last one, too. Okay. And that's all GOP. This is all GOP, this map. All these mass shootings. It's all GOP. And today, a member of the GOP got shot, and they want me to feel bad. I don't. In fact, I've heard from other people horrible things. I've heard horrible things. Horrible things from level-headed listeners who have emailed me or called the number or I've met out this morning when I was out getting an air conditioner. Moral dilemma we're going to talk about next. But I got to tell you, people have said some bad things. Like, well, he didn't finish the job or why couldn't Trump have been there? Or I've heard this from people. This is where, you know what? These people have spat for such hatred of everything and everybody for all these years, and this morning they're blaming the left. They're saying that this is because of all the hatred the left is ginning up about the right. That is their comment. It's our fault. It's the left's fault, all of it, because we're making the right seem bad. But what if they're bad? What if the right is bad? These people have incited hatred from gays, from women, from blacks, from Hispanics. From almost every group out there, from poor people. They hate poor people. They've made it clear. This group has thrown hatred for years, actual hatred. Denying someone their human rights is hatred. So let's just strip the niceties. The GOP is the largest hate group in the country. Okay, let's just strip the niceties. Let's stop it. I can't tolerate. This is why I can't be on commercial radio anymore. I can't tolerate bullcrap anymore. And the fact is that the GOP is a giant hate group. They hate gays. They hate blacks. They hate women. They hate a lot. And I can prove it through their legislation. I can prove what I'm saying. They hate us. They lie about it. Oh, we don't hate you. We just want... Yeah, exactly. You hate us. And they hate you if you can't have your own health insurance. They hate you. They see you as a burden and they want you to die. So one of them got shot today. Boo-hoo. While I don't condone it, I don't care about it. I think if he would stay out of Congress for a long time, it would do us really good. I think if Representative Scalise, you know, he's in critical condition. I don't want him to die. Everybody is placed in critical condition after a hip surgery with a bullet. He's probably going to recover, and that's great. I don't want him to die. I don't. I don't want Trump to die. I don't. I just want them to go away. Get out of politics. Let Trump go back to being a reality TV star. He's good at it. Let him go do it. You know? Get out of politics. Let Jeff Sessions go back to pig farming or whatever it is, that good old boy that gets all nervous when the black woman, you know, oh, she's scaring me, you know. Let him go back to wherever he wants to go. Let them all go back to the private sector and make millions. Let them go. I don't want them dead. I don't want them harmed. I don't think Scalise's wife right now should be sitting there wringing her hands because some a-hole took a gun You know, there's liberal a-holes, there's progressive a-holes, there's right-wing a-holes. There's a-holes in every stripe. This guy's an a-hole. Don't judge us all by him. If liberals really were about, you know, picking up guns and killing people, it would have happened a long time ago. But we're not. You know, we are not that way. Most of us. Some of us are. They get desperate. You know, you're 66 years old, you see your country, your life, your pension, your health care slipping away. You get desperate. And I don't condone it, but I understand it. I'm at that place. How many of you feel like you have to defend your country from the GOP? How many of you feel that way? How many of you feel like you have to defend your country from Donald Trump, that you actually have to defend it, that if you don't stand up and fight, these morons are going to just completely take over? You know, and by the way, the right said to shoot and kill Obama countless times. They have said to kill journalists. They have worn T-shirts that say to kill journalists, to kill them. Okay? This is a hate group. And their chickens are coming home to roost. And they want us to be outraged about it. Don't be. Don't be. Don't be outraged about this shooting today. Just say it's a sad state of affairs for America. There should be laws against that sort of thing. But don't be outraged, because guess what? This guy wants guns out on the street. And when you spew hatred and you spew bigotry and divisiveness, karma is a bitch. No one will say that. That's why I can't be on commercial radio. Oh, Carell, you're dancing on his grave while he's lying in critical condition. He would deny coverage to my mother if she were alive, lying in critical condition somewhere. He would say, no, she shouldn't. We're not covering that. So I'm glad he's alive. I'm glad his family can be there with him. He's going to have the best of everything, and bully for him. But do I feel remorse or sickened? No, I don't, actually. Actually, I feel afraid that it's going to increase. I am afraid the level of violence in this country on both sides is going to increase. I am afraid we're heading for a mini civil type war where we hear about mass shootings every day and they're based in ideology, ideological mass shootings. I'm afraid we are on a path. Well, they've already done it. The right's already been doing it, beating up queers and shooting at blacks and Hispanics, whatever. The right has been waging war, actual war, like shooting at us. Shooting. I've been shot at. Gay bars have been shot up. Just the other day, some Trump supporter said, Donald Trump says you're not right, you don't belong, and was beating up gays. So I've seen this violence. Now I think it's going to spread, and that's sad. I'm afraid. I'm afraid for all of us. I'm afraid that the violence level in this country is going to start rising more and more, and it's scary. It should scare you. It scares me. And it should scare Congress. Both sides of Congress should be afraid. And both sides of senators should be afraid. They are targets. They spread hatred and bigotry, and that makes them a target. And someone's now decided to shoot, and that's bad. That's very bad. Darling, you can't call it a smartphone if you don't have the free Carellcast on it, because the Carellcast app turns the smartness of your phone from zero to genius with just a launch of a button. FYI, it may pop up that I collect stuff, but I don't. It's a free app and I keep your anonymity. Hey, my sponsors at GearUpEveryRide.com want to remind you that your head and your brain is worth a lot, so be sure that your helmet has got approval by the Department of Transportation. Be sure it meets their standards. How do you find out? Go to GearUpEveryRide.com now. It is the Carellcast. I am Charles Carell Boulle, heard from Long Beach, California's Park Howard. People in the chat room at ReallyCarell.com, they don't feel remorse for the senator, the congressperson. You know, he'll get a standing ovation when he makes it. Gabby Giffords was shot. What about that? You know, if they'd have taken action, the House, after one of their members was shot, then this guy probably wouldn't have been shot. But you let Gabby Giffords get shot, you made zero changes to the gun laws, and guess what? Now you got shot. The UPS thing, that's something. That is something. You know, and we've got, what, 3 dead, okay? And that, you know, then he kills himself. Traffic is just all over the place in Potrero Hills UPS. You know, that building where it's located, it's just causing traffic to be out of control. He was dressed in a UPS uniform, and he let loose this barrage of gunfire. So he walked in the uniform. So he killed three people plus himself, so four dead, really. He was shot when he shot himself in the head when confronted by police. Good. I mean that. Good. See? You can't be on commercial radio and say it, but good. I'm so glad that he shot himself in the head. Bravo. Oh, Carelli could be sick. Carelli, you don't know what he's going through. No, and I don't care. He took three lives. Sorry. Defective wheel. Bye. You know, bye. Two others were wounded. See, I'm not Christ. I don't have to be Christ-like. If you walk into a place of work and you kill three people, then you should kill yourself. You're a despicable human being. You know? Two bodies were laying in the middle of 17th and San Bruno, covered with yellow tarps. It occurred at 8:55. The building is at 320 San Bruno Ave. The police declared the scene contained 90 minutes later. Some of those were taken to San Francisco General Hospital near the emergency room door. A woman in jeans and sweatshirt declined to give her name, said she was waiting for news from doctors about the condition of her father, who was a UPS employee. A man in the UPS uniform who had said he'd been inside the four-story building when the gunfire broke out said at least three people had been shot. He said the shooter had a handgun and that he recognized him as a UPS employee, so he used a handgun. They believe he stood on the rooftop parking area at the building with their hands raised, apparently to indicate they were not involved in the incident and needed assistance. Someone that lives near there said he saw several people, their bodies covered with blood, dragged from the building by uniformed officers. He was sick to his stomach. Family members gathered outside. 350 people work at the UPS building. It's a package and sorting delivery center. The FBA, the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, was sending a team to the crime scene. There, of course, has not been a motive stated. They don't know. Well, the motive is he's crazy. He's crazy out of his mind. He wanted to be one of these numbers back here on the wall of the mass shootings. So he's crazy. Innocent people died. And the president came out and spoke, by the way, after the San Francisco shooting, and he only addressed the congressional shooting. He did not address the San Francisco shooting, which shows that he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He could care less about three people dead in San Francisco from their ridiculous gun policies. Okay, he could care less about that, but he cares a great deal about the congressperson who was shot in the hip. The average person who doesn't make themselves a target, who doesn't spew hatred, who doesn't put themselves out in front of people, you know, those people, who cares if they've been shot? But a congressman, oh, stop all the news, stop all the presses, stop everything. No. No. And now in America, isn't it sad? And let me just leave you with this in my chat room. By the way, go see Wonder Woman, it'll make you happy. Isn't it sad that now when you go to work, you either have extensive security or you have fear? Isn't that just crazy? You know? Isn't that just crazy? That you either, you know, like the people at UPS probably thought they were secure. I think the UPS building is probably pretty secure. But the guy got in, he had a handgun, and he let loose. It is a fact of life that students and corporate workers now fear gun violence. For this reason, let me step away from the map. Look at the back. Go watch it on Facebook at facebook.com/Willie Carell. Look at the numbers on every single day. Look. Look. That's how you create terror in America, not ISIS. By the way, all these numbers on this chart back here that you're looking at, 23113, about mass shootings, ISIS didn't do any of those. None. Oh, there were some that said they sympathized, like Pulse or whatever, but they're not ISIS. ISIS did none of these. ISIS didn't kill three people in the San Francisco UPS. Okay? Really? Come on. There we go. So, today's only Wednesday. Now we've had a congressperson shot and a mass shooting at UPS. I would like to have fun tomorrow and Friday on this show. I'd like to have fun as an American. I would like to start talking about things other than horror. Let's see if the country will help me out here. I love you all. Please stay safe. I am Carell. Be who you want to be so long it doesn't hurt anybody. And remember, never hurt anybody, okay?
You're listening to The Carell Show. Carell.
Come along and join with me. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell. I was just talking to my chatters at reallycarell.com. Yeah, I have a mohawk in the music video. Did all of you chatters go see the video, the music video, since I know you're all subscribers through Patreon? Do you have any comments? Did y'all see it? Good Lord. I was just having a conversation with them, you know, about having a stroke on air, which is one of my biggest fears, that I get so worked up that I just go. Sorry for that noise, Ember. Because that's not a wish. I'm not the guy in network. I don't want to drop on camera, contrary to public belief. I'd like to go quietly in my bed when I'm 130 years old. You know, we talk about Obamacare, and they're actually voting on health care this week. It's why we have all these other distractions, which is what all this Russia crap is. It's a distraction. It doesn't affect you or our life. We know it affected the election, which should make the election null and void, but they're not going to. They're not going to avoid the election. We know they tried to hack. We know they did hack in some cases. The election that he boasts about should be null and void, period. We should just go to the polls again because it was hacked. But we're not going to. And I think most of us are so, like, out of our mind crazy because we see no real change coming. Do you know what's going to happen with the Comey testimony, which I have read? Do any of you know what's going to happen? Not a damn thing. I've read it. And there is clear obstruction of justice on the Michael Flynn thing, not on the Russia thing, but on the Michael Flynn thing. He clearly asks Comey to let up on Flynn. That's obstruction of justice. Period, end of story. But they're not going to do anything about it. They're not. I'm telling you right now. There is enough in his written statement today to start drafting the articles of impeachment. How do I know? The people who drafted the last ones have said so. Including Dean and everybody. They've all said, oh, there's plenty here. His mental instability, the whole Russia thing, that he is, in fact, even just under investigation, and that, you know, he did obstruct justice when it came to Michael Flynn and told the acting head of the FBI to stop the investigation. When he didn't, he fired it. Now, that's what Comey's statement says, that I told the president I would not give him blind loyalty, that I would give him honest loyalty. He asked me repeatedly to drop the Michael Flynn thing. Oh, and Comey was smart. He told his superiors the minute every single time. It's fully enough to convict. Because remember, it doesn't have to be enough criminally, okay? Congress can say whether it's enough or not, and it is. It just is. Because Congress is the people, and all of us, 9 out of 10, according to ABC, believe that he was protecting himself, and 7 out of 10 believe he should be impeached. The people have spoken on this matter. He should be gone. Okay, Jeff, that's just the way it is. But while they're doing that and doing their political masturbation to give themselves all jollies, to give the newscasters all woodies, and to, you know, give all the pundits and everything, all make them all happy, what they're really doing behind the scenes is messing with your health care. Now, my friend Daniel Charleston's mother is on Obamacare, and this woman, and everyone like her, let's say she's at the doctor that deals with her. She has a major problem. She has gangrene. They've let gangrene go in her left foot for 4 months now. Every time, like when she's at the doctor for the circulation, okay, the vascular doctor, then he wants her to see a cardiologist before he does the surgery to restore blood flow. She has 0% blood flow from the waist down. Her legs are getting 0% blood. I don't even know how she's walking or living. But anyway, so to restore that, she has to go see a cardiologist first, okay? So the vascular surgeon, who says he's got to get her into surgery, this is a must, he says, I'll refer her to the cardiologist. That referral through Obamacare took 2 weeks to get the referral and another 2 weeks to get an appointment. So 4 weeks. Well, maybe that was just for this. No. When she saw the cardiologist, her left eye over this time now has gotten blurrier, blurrier, blurrier. So the cardiologist refers her to an ophthalmologist. 2 week wait, 2 week appointment wait. So 2 week referral wait, 2 week appointment. So another 4 weeks. So now we're at 8 weeks. She sees the ophthalmologist, who says to her yesterday in the room with her son, well, it looks like you've had a stroke. You are legally blind in your left eye. There's nothing I can do about it because you have zero circulation. All we can do is try to save the right eye. However, you need to see another doctor, and the referral will take 2 weeks, and then the appointment 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the vascular surgeon is waiting to do the surgery, and he's waiting for a referral to restore blood flow to her body. They're waiting. So she has now been in a 19, or what are we at now? How many months? A 16-month process where they should have admitted her through the ER right away, put her in the hospital, and restored blood flow. Now, they tell you all the time while waiting for the referrals, if at any point you feel you need to be seen by a doctor, you can always go to the emergency. And when you do, the ER laughs you out. She went, okay? For instance, her primary care doctor disappeared. She's on pain meds for the gangrene in her left leg that has 0% blood flow, which is immensely painful. She goes to get her pain meds. They won't give her an opioid. They only give her tramadol, which is useless, but at least she takes that. Well, they disappear, so she has no place. So they call the Obamacare place. Where do we go now? Oh, well, you have to change providers. That's going to switch everything and delay everything 3 to 5 weeks. In the meantime, you're going to have to go to emergency for your pain pill medication refill. Now, this is Obamacare as it stands in California. For a woman who has 0% blood flow. So now the ophthalmologist wants a ultrasound of her carotid arteries to see if he can save her right eye. The ultrasound takes 2 weeks referral, 2 weeks to get the appointment. They won't be able to look within 4 weeks. Just to show you the difference between private insurance, I went to my doctor, my cardiologist, one morning, and he didn't like the way things looked. He wanted an ultrasound of my neck. I had it that afternoon. When they found cancer, my doctor wanted an ultrasound of everything, as I said, from tits to testicles. They did. They got it within 2 days. I've never waited longer than 3 days for an MRI ever. 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 Just ever. And this is how we treat people on Obamacare. We're still letting them die. So when I hear about how we need to rehab Obamacare, I say, oh, yes, we do. And it's to get those people care quicker. Okay, there is no reason in today's automated world that this takes this long. There just isn't. Meanwhile, people are suffering. She had a stroke while she was under doctor's care because she was waiting for referrals and waiting. And then the one vascular surgeon that did a surgery on her messed it up so bad that the new surgeon said they may not be able to even do a proper surgery because of how badly the last one messed it up. And the last one, she didn't want as her surgeon, but they said you can only go to this hospital and you can only see this doctor. And the doctor they sent her to messed her up. This is Obamacare in the 21st century if you're not paying $800 a month for it. So, yeah, it needs to be changed. It needs to be changed to give people actual access. Stop saying, well, no, they have access. No, they don't. Telling someone they need to go see a specialist and then making it 5 to 7 weeks before they can see that specialist, that's healthcare like in, you know, foreign countries that you always scream about. That you say, we can't have single payer because that's what will happen. Well, it's happening right now. So, you know, in California, we're moving ahead with single payer. We are. The research says it'll cost $30 billion, but we'll save $29 billion. So it's basically a wash. So single payer, it may be coming to California. California, where our governor just sat down with the Chinese because states are now opting into the Paris Climate Accord in direct. That's a civil war, by the way. When you have states going around the president and the federal government around him, see, that's why it is in Congress. That's what I don't understand. Congress could simply say we're staying in the accord. They don't have to listen to the president. Congress makes law. It doesn't have to listen to the president. It can say we're staying in. Then the Senate has to confirm it. And if the president vetoes it, which he would, there has to be enough votes in the Senate to override, which is 60, which there should be for something like this. There is no reason, knowing the process as I do, that Congress couldn't convene, but they're too busy talking about crap that doesn't matter. Instead of convening and holding hearings about why we should make a law that says we're going to stay in the Paris Accord, they're meeting and holding hearings about Donald Trump hiring hookers, because that's in Comey's memo too. He hired hookers, and they did urinate on him. That's not in the memo, but it basically says that in the memo without saying it. He did. And I believe melanoma is cheating on him. I do. I've heard rumor, and I think that's why she's never at the White House. It explains it. Because who else wouldn't want to live at the White House and be First Lady? Only someone who's dorking someone else. And I'm sure she is. He's never there. She's beautiful. She's left alone all the time with that ratty child, Damien Thorne. She's got three other Damien Thorns and that Ivanka in her family. Oh, no, she's having an affair. I'm sure she is. You know. But, yeah, I really feel that Daniel's mother's story is managed death care, not health care. You know, I'm so worried about her. I am so worried about her. You know, I can't intervene. I wouldn't even begin to know who to call. But this is no way. I mean, at this point, even an attorney, this is no way to manage someone's care. The doctor that did her surgery, the messed up, zero follow-up. And then they thought there was medical malpractice, that they left something in her. So they went back and cut her back open. And after the surgery said, no, there was nothing in you. Well, then why did you cut her open? You know? So I believe fully there was something in her. And all of this under the watchful eye of Obamacare. So I'm sorry. This system is broken. But not, you know, it doesn't need the Republican fix. It needs to be single payer. I think we all see now, because there still is this elitism when it comes to insurance. I see specialists immediately. I have great insurance for another few months. And I can see, like, if my doctor says on Monday I need to see a specialist, I can see that specialist as soon as the specialist has an appointment. I don't have to wait for a referral and then go see the specialist and wait for an appointment. Because they won't make an appointment. And you'd think they'd let you serve this time concurrently like any good criminal. Do you think they'd let you call and make an appointment with the specialist that they know isn't going to be for weeks while you're waiting the 2 weeks to get your referral? But no, you've got to wait the 2 weeks to get your referral. And that's optimistic. It can take 4 to 6. Even if it's marked urgent, like life or death, they have 48 hours to do the referral. And that's life or death. They have 48 hours to do the referral. This is Obamacare. You know, this is what they should be talking about. And they're not. They're not. They're talking about Russia and Mike Flynn and Trump. He has sucked all the air and life out of the United States. He's divided us and left us all in just this divided shambles where there's no oxygen, we can't breathe. He and the media have sucked all the usable air out of our country. They've just sucked it all out, and we are suffocating, and that's what's happening to us. You can hear our death thrall. We are suffocating under the weight of Donald Trump and the media that is obsessed with him and not with us. They're not obsessed with us. They don't care about our health care. Or they'd follow stories. Like CNN would contact Daniel and people like him, and they would follow his mother's story through Obamacare, through having zero circulation, so much so that a wound, a simple cut on her foot, has become gangrenous, and now we are fighting to keep her left leg. Now, if she were anybody with money, she'd be in the hospital so fast her head would spin and her blood would be returning if they had to put an artificial pump in there. But she's on Obamacare. And she's on the Obamacare that's subsidized, where she makes a payment and then a large portion of the payment is paid for by a subsidy. So everything is like trial by jury. Every doctor decision has to go for a referral, and then it has to go for an appointment. And anything that you do takes 4 to 6 weeks for any little. Oh, and like Daniel said yesterday, this guy got to the ophthalmologist after he'd waited 7 weeks to see him. And the ophthalmologist said, oh, no, you need to see a cataract specialist. That's not us. I'll send in for the referral. So he has to wait another 5 weeks with a growing cataract. Independent media means just that. And if you want to keep independent media like me on air, then you've got to support it. That's why at my website, reallycorrell.com, there's a way to click on the Patreon logo and support me with a monthly donation. Please do so. Reallycorrell.com. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell. I decided to save those other two segments for another day and just finish out the day here with y'all. Because Daniel's story is bothering me. You know, the fact that his mother has to go through this, she's a sweet woman, and the fact that she has to go through this just to get health care in Los Angeles County, you know, it's ridiculous. It's just stupid. And now she's suffering. She had a stroke. She is now legally blind in her left eye. Why? Because they didn't get her to see a vascular surgeon in time. this is all just, it's maddening. And that's what we should be talking about. You know, I just went off because in my city, they're building a tower downtown that the college is going to house its students in, and there's going to be an art gallery. It's all very wonderful. But it's going to be thousands of dollars a month, and it's going to be part of this whole gentrification where the rich are getting richer and building nicer things and the poor aren't. And it's my city only paying attention to downtown. And there's so much more life than downtown. And they're ignoring us, so much so that I'm kind of going to leave. You know, they're ignoring the city. The homeless are everywhere. There's feces in front of my garage on a weekly basis. Burglars are breaking in. Crime is up 500%. This is your story, too. This is happening in every neighborhood. And nobody seems to care. Energy bills, not mine, but my neighbor's, skyrocketing. Rents soaring to where nobody can pay them. Housing prices soaring to where nobody can buy. Incomes dwindling. You know, 25% of malls closing. Well, there goes 25% of retail jobs. Ho, ho, ho. I mean, all of this stuff is happening. No one's talking about it because we're just too busy talking about Russia and Donald Trump. Meanwhile, stores in yesterday, Sears closing 40 more stores. I mean, America's infrastructure, it's retail infrastructure, it's actual infrastructure, it's economic infrastructure, it's medical infrastructure, it's education infrastructure, it's all crumbling right in front of us. And we are more concerned about Donald Trump. When are you going to be concerned about you? That's, you know, that's the biggest question. When are Americans going to actually be concerned about themselves, not their political party? Because their parties have a lot more money than they do. So not their party. When are we going to have an allegiance to ourselves and to our country? Probably never. You know, not the way we're going. Probably never. Because if we did, we'd want to be treated better. And we're not. And if we had an allegiance to ourselves, we would realize we're surrounded by crappy stuff. And we'd either start to fix it or leave. There'd be a large migration out of the U.S., and if a large tax base started leaving the United States, it would shape up or crumble. And those are the options for the U.S. at that point. You know, I'm not going to be classist here, but a majority of the people migrating to our country right now are the poorest of the poor. And the richest of the rich are kind of leaving. And that's going to trickle down to the middle soon, if there is a middle. But people making $50,000 a year are going to start thinking about leaving. And going to Mexico, Costa Rica, a European nation, some nation where $50,000 a year, you know, or where they can get a job, even if they're in their 40s or 50s. Millennials might start moving. They might start turning 30 and 35 and being like, I don't want a part of this. And if that happens, it's happening. If that increases, then yeah, the U.S. does continue to crumble. If there's no one that cares enough to pick it up, the GOP doesn't. I mean, they just don't. So the GOP doesn't care enough to pick up these various things that are broken. If liberals and progressives don't care enough to fight for education and health and healthcare and for things for the poor and for homeless, if liberals and progressives get tired of that and leave, you know, if there's a progressive migration to other progressive countries where it's cheaper to live, then yes, the U.S. becomes the right wing controlling a lower class, and that's it. That's what it becomes. And it's becoming that more and more. People say, well, Trump supporters aren't. No, that's have you ever stopped to think that might be the way the U.S. is going? That it continues down the road of Trump and the neoconservatives and the people that follow him and those that don't leave, or California does, you know, secede and becomes a different country altogether. That's the way we're headed. Civil war is already happening. We are already negotiating treaties with other countries on behalf of our states and not the federal government. That's like a civil war. And it's happening a lot. We're stumbling our nose at the federal government a lot. Pretty soon, we're going to just say, well, then we don't need you. We have our own pot laws, our own marriage laws. We have our own contracts with other countries. LA is going to say we have our own ports. We've got our own trade agreements with other countries. We don't need you. That's coming unless things shape up. And they can't shape up if people don't care. And it seems to me that people like you and I, we're not caring as much anymore. And we're really setting our sights elsewhere. You know, away from the U.S. or away from that type of U.S. like California, Washington, Oregon. Yep. I I don't know that it can be stopped. I don't know that we can make people care enough. I am Carell. Be who you want to be. Song didn't hurt anybody. Already Wednesday. Can't believe it. Friday will be here that fast. That's when we're going to do our psychic Susie thing, by the way. If she can, I hope she can. I'm going to call her this afternoon tomorrow. Talk to you then.